have some movies you'd like us to review?
Tell us!
Send us an email at driveinmovieshr@gmail.com.
Or slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter at drivemoviespod, or on Facebook at Hogan and Rudy.
Let us know what to watch next.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome back, everybody, to Drive-In Movies with Hogan and Rudy. We got some more Christmas movies for you. Just can't get enough of those Christmas movies. But this time, we're going pretty recent. But this week, we are doing The Christmas Chronicles versus 8-Bit Christmas. Both on streaming platforms, so you can watch them along if you have Netflix and HBO. But let's get into the details on these two movies. So, starting with Christmas Chronicles. That is from what year?
I think it's 2018.
2018 is correct. That is directed by Clay Cadis, written by Matt Lieberman and David Guggenheim. That's a fun name, Guggenheim. That stars Kurt Russell as Santa, Darby Camp as Kate, Judah Lewis as Teddy, and Kimberly Williams Paisley as Claire. That's going up against 8-Bit Christmas. That is from what year?
2021, of course.
2021. It just came out, what, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
That is directed by Michael Dowse, written by Kevin Jakubowski, based on a book by Kevin Jakubowski. That stars Winslow Fegley as Jake Doyle, the young version, Neil Patrick Harris as Jake Doyle, the adult version, Steve Zahn as John Doyle, and June Diane Raphael as Kathy Doyle. All right, I will turn it over to you to go over what these movies are about.
Well, yeah, since you were just talking about 8-Bit Christmas, we'll stick to that one. So it's about Jake Doyle, who is a kid in the 80s, right around the time that the Nintendo Entertainment System comes out. And that's all he wants for Christmas. So it just follows him as he does anything he can to get that NES.
Pretty relevant to today's time with
PS5s
and Xboxes. It seems like people are paying like thousands of dollars to get their hands on one of those.
People waiting in virtual queues and...
Wild.
And then we have the Christmas Chronicles, which follows along a brother and a sister, who their mom works all the time. She's a nurse, I think. And then their dad recently passed away. So the older brother is not, he's up to no good a lot of the time. The younger sister, you know, just wants to be with him and is missing her dad. So they end up setting up a camera on Christmas Eve while their mother is at work to try to catch Santa on camera. And what happens? They fall into the sleigh and then they make Santa crash. Mm-hmm. So they have to help him gather his reindeer and save Christmas.
That was very good. Yeah, these movies, like I said, both streaming. Christmas Chronicles is on Netflix. 8-Bit Christmas is on HBO. So check them out. But let's talk in detail for these two movies. Starting with the writing. What did you think about the writing for these two?
These are both not the normal Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
And one is way more Christmassy than the other. So 8-Bit Christmas, that one I feel like could have happened almost any time. It does center around Christmas a little bit, that he wants this NES for Christmas. But then it starts to go off a little bit, and he just wants to get it any way he can. He's in like equivalency of the Boy Scouts, and they have the top prize as the NES, so he's trying to get it that way because his parents are like, no, the city hates video games, all the parents are against video games. So it does go a little bit away from the Christmas aspect, but it comes back to it at the end.
Yeah. It's always there. It's like lingering.
Yeah.
That you know it's centered around Christmas time.
It just didn't put me in the Christmas mood.
Sure.
Christmas Chronicles, that's like in-your-face Christmas because Santa's with them all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, both of these are unique. because in the Christmas Chronicles, you have Kurt Russell as Santa, who he plays an interesting Santa, and we'll get to that in characters. But I think his character does very well in the story.
Yeah.
And in the writing.
Yeah, I think the writing is pretty good in both these. 8-Bit Christmas reminded me of just like a modern day Christmas story.
Oh, I didn't even think about it. For sure. Like, I don't know why I didn't even think about that.
It's like
that.
The same kind of beats as Christmas Story.
Yeah.
You have the older version of Jake Doyle telling the story about his younger self in this time. You have like the weird bully that the kids somehow run into every now and then. I guess he was in their class, even though he was like 10 years older than the rest
of
the
30.
Kids. That was kind of weird. Then you have his dad, who is kind of like a hands-on type of guy, similar to Christmas. It just seemed like there was a lot of like similarities between Christmas Story and 8-Bit Christmas. 8-Bit Christmas was just a little bit more modernized.
Sure.
And I think the comedy and the way that the story progresses works more in Christmas Story.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to keep comparing the two, because Christmas Story is not the one that it's matched up with. But just to have a movie that's kind of so close along the same lines, it's hard to give it praise for standing out because it constantly reminds you of something else.
Sure.
Especially when the thing that it reminds you of is kind of better. I don't know. It is. I had no issues with the writing in 8-Bit Christmas, and some of the jokes were funny. Some of them just felt like they were trying a little bit too hard, and some of it was just a little over the top. I don't like when movies are just like too extreme, especially Christmas movies. Christmas movies tend to, like, there's a lot of them that are like way extreme, like Christmas with the Cranks and like Jingle All the Way, and like those movies where like people are acting insane and you're like, I get Christmas makes people crazy, but like you are taking it to like an 1,000 level extreme. An 8-Bit Christmas, while it doesn't necessarily get that far, there's moments in it where I'm like, this is a little too over the top. Christmas Chronicles. I actually like this story in Christmas Chronicles. I think the framework of the story makes sense for the most part. I like the way, and I guess I'll talk about this more in characters, I like the way that the characters interact with each other. I think the behaviors of certain people make sense in that movie. And the transition of the story, and as you're following these two kids who kind of get roped along in this adventure with Santa to save Christmas, it keeps it flowing at a steady pace, and the writing, while predictable in a lot of cases in that one, still are entertaining enough where even though you know what's going to happen, you still kind of enjoy watching along with it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They're both 8-Bit Christmas, since it kind of followed along with Christmas Story. It also kind of had a predictable storyline. I think in terms of writing, I just found a little bit more interest in Christmas Chronicles because it was a little bit more different. It still kind of followed along typical Christmas movie beats, but the whole of the story seemed something relatively new.
Yeah.
Whereas 8-Bit Christmas just kind of felt like a modernized retelling of a story we've already seen.
I got a little bored with 8-Bit Christmas.
Yeah.
There, towards the end, I was like, okay, are you getting the NES or not? Like,
right, yeah. After like the fifth try, you're like, yeah. Oh my God, like, just hurry this up.
So I think I agree with you. In writing, I found more enjoyment with the Christmas Chronicles.
Christmas Chronicles.
You sound like the elves in the Christmas Chronicles.
They were like Swedish or something. Norwegian, yeah. I don't know. Scandinavian.
Ooh.
But let's talk about characters now. What did you think about the characters?
Oh boy. Okay, so 8-Bit Christmas. I think Neil Patrick Harris does a good job, as always.
Mm-hmm.
I like him and most things he does, but he's not in it very often. He narrates it, so you hear his voice throughout the whole movie, and then he pops back in throughout the movie, his adult self.
Yeah.
The younger version of him, I enjoyed too, the main kid trying to get this NES. I thought he was fine. I don't think he was over the top or anything. Everyone else, I didn't care for. I thought Steve Zane was a little annoying as the father.
Yeah.
I get it. He was trying to be this, like, rough, handy dad from the 80s that tells his kid to pick up poop and I don't know. But I just found everyone else to be a little annoying.
Dude, there's so much screaming in that movie.
Screaming, yes.
Every character was constantly screaming. And I'm like, oh my gosh. After like the 10th time, I was like, is 25% of this movie just kids screaming? That's what it seemed like.
Especially when, so a big part of the movie is there's this rich kid on the block.
Yeah.
And he has the NES that nobody else has. So they all like wait outside his house on a Saturday morning at 8 a.m. And then he picks 10 kids to go in. And that, every one of those scenes is just screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And that kid is annoying the rich kid. But I guess he's supposed to be. So.
Yeah, there were funny moments in that movie with the characters. But then they just kind of played them out. Where it's like, okay, now these are just becoming stereotypes instead of...
Oh, yeah.
Like actual human beings. Yeah, there was no character that I really connected with in 8-Bit Christmas. The kid was fine. The parents were fine. In all honesty, no one really shined in that movie. I'm trying to think of if there was any other characters that showed up. All the kids were okay. Yeah, I don't know. There's just no one that stands out in that movie.
Not like the Christmas Chronicles. Kurt Russell makes a way better Santa than Paul Giamatti.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I like their take on Santa. So, yep. He is like this fit Santa that's like super tech savvy. Because there's even a point that they make in one of the scenes where he sees like the jolly fat Santa on a can of pop.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, why do they always got to portray me like this? And he like shows and he's all fit. But he was very enjoyable. And I'm glad he was in it. I mean, of course he's Santa. But I'm glad he was in it the whole time.
Yeah.
And the kids are that he's with are enjoyable. It's mainly those three.
Mm-hmm.
The older brother kind of was on my nerves. I enjoyed the younger sister more. But
The kids kind of played into, like, sort of stereotypical roles, too.
Yeah.
Within Christmas movies. The little girl, I thought, kind of got annoying at times. Because she was just constantly talking. And, like, she was also, like, she wasn't screaming. But she was always talking very loudly. And I was like, why are you yelling? But you're not shouting, like, 8-Bit Christmas. But you're, like, yelling all of your words. And I don't understand why. That's how you can tell I'm becoming an old man. I'm like, why are you screaming?
Stop yelling.
Stop yelling. God. Quiet. The older brother, he's kind of like that kid getting into trouble. And just, you know, ever since their dad died, he just can't stay out of trouble and getting into business with the bad kids in the neighborhood, always picking fights with his sister, always... You know, causing the mom grief.
Stealing cars.
And then, you know, throughout the movie, he's working with Santa. And mild spoiler alerts has, you know, a change of character, some introspection. But, I mean, he's an okay character. Both the kids were all right. I didn't particularly like either one of them. I didn't not like them, but, like...
Yeah.
I didn't watch that movie and was like, wow, I really like their performances or their characters. Meh, they were fine. But Santa Claus, Kurt Russell's Santa, he does a pretty good job. And what I like about Christmas Chronicles is I like with that portrayal of Santa. Like, there's the scene where they go to the bar because they're trying to find a ride to go find the reindeer and whatnot. And he knows every person in that bar. He knows their name. He starts speaking all the different languages. He remembers what everyone wanted for Christmas. And later on, he's at a police department and he's like whipping out toys. And he's like, this is what you wanted from age 6 through 9. do you want me to keep going and stuff like that? So like, I just found that part of Santa, part of that portrayal of Santa pretty cool. How, you know, he remembers everyone. He knows what they wanted. He can speak different languages because, you know, he travels all over the globe and everything like that. And you mentioned they kind of made him like tech savvy. So there's a part where, are they in the sleigh? Or no, they're driving, and he fashions like a police scanner or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
a radio or something like
random
like that,
things
with random tools. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, "How did you do that?" And he's like, "I mean, I'm the greatest toy maker in the world." What do you mean? So I like Kurt Russell. I really like Kurt Russell's actor, but I think even more than his performance, I just like the decisions and direction they took with the character of Santa himself. Like, I found him to be a really fun take on that character.
Kurt Russell as Santa, that easily wins the point for the Christmas Chronicles.
Let's go into music. What did you think about the music?
The Christmas Chronicles, I feel like it had a score with it, from what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it was very distinctive. It was like a
typical Christmas.
Yeah.
Adventure Christmas.
I think this might be where 8-bit differs itself. They had a lot of... I'm kind of a sucker for...
The classic 8-bit.
The 8-bit music? Yeah. Yeah. And they incorporate that into the movie.
Just reminds you of your childhood.
It does. Because I do remember... Like, I'm sure the NES was the first system I played on. Because I remember my parents had one, and I was like, let's play Duck Hunt right now. Mm-hmm. I want to play Duck Hunt. But yeah, that... It brings back some nice memories of that 8-bit music. But it works well with the movie. It makes you feel like you're in an NES.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the music in 8-Bit Christmas was more discernible. So, like, I noticed it a lot more during the movie because it was different and it had that 8-bit feel to it. And you're like, man, I want to go find my Game Boy or something. Pull out some old classic systems here. I do like in Christmas Chronicles the jail scene with Santa.
It was unexpected.
He just pulls a bunch of instruments and just starts singing a song. It's kind of weird and out of nowhere, but I enjoyed it. Like, I was like, ah, oh, this is fun. This is a fun little scene.
That's like the only musical number in that movie.
I feel like it was just a time filler too. They're like, how can we make this movie just a little bit longer? Let's have this random musical scene. But the rest of the movie, like you said, it's typical Christmas movie music. I couldn't repeat it for you. I probably couldn't repeat 8-Bit Christmas either, but I can at least, if you were to play me both of them, well, I guess if you played me both, I'd be able to tell you which one's which. They're very different movies, but like, I think I'd be able to identify 8-Bit Christmas easier than I would out of a pack than I would be able to with Christmas Chronicles.
We're on the same page today.
You know what? We've been on the same page for a while here. I think we need to find some real...
I'll think about divisive, that for January.
Yeah, real divisive
so
movies
start
here.
Start fighting.
So both going 8-Bit Christmas?
Of course.
Moving on to tech. What did you think of the tech?
So in tech, I immediately thought of you for 8-Bit Christmas. Ooh. Because there's some slow-mo scenes. But I remember, is there slow-mo scenes?
Probably. Are they stupid slow-mo scenes? Or are they good slow-mo scenes?
Maybe
there's
not.
There's lots of slow-mo scenes because they do slow-mo every time the kids yell.
It's that's like, right.
Yeah. That's probably why I noticed them yelling so much, because I was like, Jesus Christ. All these kids do is yell. Yeah.
I got pretty annoyed, and it's not from anything in the movie. When he was talking, he was in the mall. There's a scene where he's in the mall, and there's a Nintendo display.
Mm-hmm.
But he talks to the NES. I hate that whole scene. I don't know why.
It's kind of uncomfortable, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, the things that they have the NES say, it's like, this is weird.
And, and the actual, like, slot is moving where it lifts up.
Yep.
As its mouth. And I hated it. I don't... I was like, this is... Yeah, right. It's making me feel very uncomfortable.
Took you out of the movie?
It did.
Stupid.
Ugh. And then he just, like... I guess it is trying to show that he's so focused on getting this Nintendo. Yeah. Like, he's supposed to be watching his sister. She disappears. Somehow she makes it out of the mall. I don't know. I don't know why she would go outside the mall. The Christmas Chronicles, though, the animation isn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier on the eyes, I think. I don't know.
For sure. Yeah. You could tell that one probably had more money pumped into it. At least that's what it looks like. It looks cleaner. It looks nicer. Yeah, the only thing I can think of, 8-Bit Christmas, it was fine. You had the jump back between present day and the past, because it's Neil Patrick Harris essentially telling the story. But even that, like, happened very rarely, to the point where it wasn't, like, impressive, and it wasn't like, ooh, this is a nice break back and forth. Because it would break for, like, maybe 2 minutes into the present, and it was just to show Neil Patrick Harris was in the movie.
Like, yeah, basically.
They didn't do anything in the present. Like, it wasn't like there was another story happening at that time in parallel to the past. It's just him sitting there telling his daughter a story. Kind of like Princess Bride, sort of.
Yeah, yeah. Style. My coworker was talking about that, how it's very similar to... I've never seen Princess Bride. But she was talking about... I know, that's what she said.
Now you gotta.
She was like, oh, you never seen Princess Bride?
These listeners are going to be pretty mad at you.
I'm sorry. Disappointed everybody.
So, while they do jump back and forth, it's not really anything to be like, ooh, they did a really good job of it. Yeah, I mean, they had to give Neil Patrick Harris time for the money that they probably paying him. Christmas Chronicles did have a lot more CGI. It was fine. Nothing like amazing, nothing wowed me. The elves were a little strange. But in terms of tech, I guess I would give it to Christmas Chronicles just because it looked more well put together than 8-Bit Christmas did.
Yeah, I'm with you. I enjoyed watching Christmas Chronicles more.
Does that segue into the next category?
Oh, I think so.
Enjoyment. Which one did you enjoy more?
The Christmas Chronicles. Yeah. 8-Bit Christmas was fine. It's a fine movie. But I don't plan on watching it again. If you haven't seen it, you'll have to find out if he gets that NES.
Yeah, you'll never know until you watch it. Yeah, 8-Bit Christmas I thought was an enjoyable new Christmas movie to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, this is something different rather than watching Elf and Die Hard and Christmas Story.
The usuals.
Even though you technically were just watching Christmas Story again by watching 8-Bit Christmas. It was a little bit different, so it was nice. It was nice to watch that movie, but as soon as it was over, I was like, I don't think this is on the rewatch list. Like, I don't think I would ever put it on again. Whereas Christmas Chronicles, I actually enjoyed Christmas Chronicles quite a bit, and this is actually my second time watching it, and I still enjoyed it to the point where I'd probably watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would make it like a yearly tradition where it's like, oh, we got to watch Christmas Chronicles this Christmas. But if I'm flipping through and it's the holiday season and I see Christmas Chronicles as an option, there's a higher chance that I'm going to put that on before I put on 8-Bit Christmas.
And there's that sequel. I haven't seen Christmas Chronicles 2.
I haven't seen it either.
So
Papa Hogan saw it. He enjoyed it.
He gave it the approval.
Yeah, he said it was pretty good. But cool. I've never seen it.
I will have to watch it.
Yeah,
it has Kurt Russell, so of course it's probably good.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the same kids or if it's going to be like a different.
I think I just watched a trailer. It's the little girl. She's a little bit older, like a preteen or teenager. And I think it takes place mostly in the North Pole with Belschnickel.
Oh, Belschnickel.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun, dun. So there you have it, folks. Another Christmas double feature. If you've seen these movies, let us know which one you've liked more. And as always, let us know what to watch next.
Yeah. What's next week?
Next week, we're throwing it way back. We're doing the Christmas classics with It's a Wonderful Life and The Bishop's Wife.
Ooh, I have not seen The Bishop's Wife.
I have not either, but I've heard it's a good one. So we'll be the judge of that. Until next time.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.